This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What to say when someone refuses accountability for their toxic traits? Word-for-word script for the conversations most people avoid. In short, this article contains 7 word-for-word scripts covering the most common situations where someone denies, deflects, or refuses to own their toxic behaviour. Script 3. Responding to gaslighting about toxic behaviour. Script 5. Naming a pattern of deflection and setting a consequence. Script 7. Rebuilding after someone finally accepts accountability. Definition: toxic traits. Accountability is the practice of confronting someone directly about their harmful behavioural patterns and holding them to a clear standard of change. It requires naming specific behaviours, describing their impact, and refusing to accept deflection or denial as a response. I have sat across from people who smiled while they lied to my face about what they had just done. People who twisted the story so smoothly that, for a moment, I doubted my own memory. If you're here, you've probably faced something similar. Someone whose toxic traits are clear to everyone around them, but who refuses, absolutely refuses, to own any of it. Toxic traits accountability conversations are among the hardest you will ever have. The other person has usually had years of practice avoiding exactly this moment. What you need is not a strategy. You need the exact words, rehearsed and ready, so that when they deflect or gaslight or rage, you stay grounded. And Say It Right Every Time, I draw heavily on the SBI method and the Master method, both covered in Chapter 9 and Chapter 11 of Say It Right Every Time, for moments like these. This article teaches you both in full and gives you the script to apply them immediately. Find the script that matches your situation. Read the context. Practice it out loud at least twice before using it. If you're dealing with undermining behavior on a team, scripts for addressing team members who are undermining group synergy runs parallel to what you will find here. How to use these scripts. Before you use any of these scripts, follow these steps. Number 1. Find the situation that matches yours as closely as possible. Number 2. Read the full script and the context note before speaking or writing. Number 3. Adapt the words to your natural voice. Keep the structure. Change the tone where needed. Number 4. Practice out loud at least twice. Scripts read differently than they sound. The most common mistake people make is reading these word for word, stiffly, with no adaptation. The other person hears a script and immediately senses that something rehearsed is happening. Keep the structure. Change the words that do not sound like you. The goal is a better, more prepared version of your own voice, not a performance. Script 1. Opening the conversation when they have never been challenged. Situation. Use this when you are raising someone's toxic behavior for the first time, and you expect strong denial. The person has no history of being held accountable, and will likely be shocked by the directness. Why this works? Naming the behavior in concrete terms, using situation, behavior, and impact, removes the room for "that is not what happened." You are not describing who they are. You are describing what they did, and what it cost. As I outline in Chapter 9 of Say It Right Every Time, a neutral problem statement is far more powerful than an accusation because it gives the other person something to engage with rather than something to fight. Standard version. I need to talk with you about something specific, and I want to be direct. On date, during situation, you specific behavior. The impact of that was specific impact on you or others. I'm not saying this to attack you. I'm saying it because I think you may not realize the effect this is having, and I'm not willing to let it continue without naming it. Formal version. I would like to address something directly, and I want to do so respectfully. In specific situation, you specific behavior. The result was specific impact on the team or project. I am raising this because I believe a direct conversation is more productive than allowing the pattern to continue. I would like to understand your perspective, and I also need us to agree on a clear path forward. Casual version. Hey, I need to say something I've been sitting on for a while. When you specific behavior in situation, it landed on me as impact. I'm not trying to make this a big thing, but I need you to hear it because it's affecting how we work together. After you use it, a thoughtful pause followed by genuine questions is a good sign. Immediate denial or counterattack means they are not ready to hear it yet. Hold your ground calmly and return to the specific behavior. Do not follow them into a debate about your motives. Eamon's note. The first time you name someone's toxic behavior out loud, it always feels larger than it is. Say it anyway. Script 2. responding to immediate denial. Situation. Use this when someone responds to your initial confrontation with a flat denial. That never happened. You're being oversensitive. Or I never said that. Why this works. Denial thrives when you accept it as a legitimate counterargument. It is not. Staying anchored to the specific facts, without escalating, keeps the conversation on solid ground. Manipulation thrives in confusion. It dies in clarity. That line comes directly from chapter 11 of Say It Right Every Time, and I have found it to be absolutely true in practice. Standard version. I hear that you see it differently, but I want to be clear. I'm not asking you to agree with my interpretation. I'm telling you what happened and what the impact was. Restate the behavior and impact in one sentence. I've thought about this carefully before bringing it to you. I need us to work from there. Formal version. I understand that your recollection may differ. However, I want to be precise. I am not describing an impression or a feeling. I am describing specific behavior on specific date or occasion, and its impact with specific impact. I am committed to working through this constructively, and I need us to start from the facts as I have observed them. After you use it, some people will soften at this point when they realize denial alone will not end the conversation. Others will escalate. If they escalate, name it. I notice we are moving away from the specific issue. I'd like to come back to it. If they cannot, end the conversation and schedule a follow-up. Eamon's note. Do not let someone's discomfort with your accuracy make you doubt what you know. Script 3. Addressing gaslighting about toxic behavior. Situation. Use this when someone is actively rewriting what happened, insisting you imagined it, misunderstood it, or that your emotional response is the real problem. This is one of the most disorienting experiences in any toxic traits accountability conversation. Why this works. Before this conversation, write down exactly what happened, dates, words used, who was present, what you observed. That written record is your anchor. As I cover in the Master Method and Say It Right Every Time, mental preparation for a high-stakes conversation includes preparing a factual account before emotion can distort it. When someone tries to rewrite your reality, you return to that account, not to how you felt. Standard version. I know what I observed. You're telling me it didn't happen that way, and I want to be clear. I'm not going to debate that. Here is what happened. Specific facts, specific date, specific words, if you can recall them. I have thought about this carefully, and I'm confident in what I experienced. What I need from you now is not agreement about the past. I need to talk about what changes going forward. Formal version. I want to address this with precision. You have suggested that their version of events. I want to state clearly that your factual account, specific situation, specific behavior, specific impact. I am not presenting this for debate. I am presenting it as the basis for the conversation we need to have about what changes from here. After you use it. If gaslighting is a regular pattern, this person may escalate significantly when you refuse to accept their rewrite. Stay calm and factual. If the behavior is workplace-based, document the conversation and, where appropriate, consider how to use I statements in team conversations to prevent synergy breaking blame cycles as a complementary approach. Eamon's note. You do not need their agreement that it happened. You only need to stop accepting the rewrite. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Script 4. Naming deflection in the moment. Situation. Use this when the person keeps changing the subject, turning the conversation back on you, or raising unrelated grievances every time you return to the behavior you need to address. This is one of the most common tactics people with entrenched toxic traits use. Why this works? Deflection only works when you follow it. Naming the tactic out loud, without anger, removes its power. People who deflect habitually often do not realize they are doing it. Naming it can interrupt the pattern rather than escalating the conflict. For teams where this is a recurring issue, how to respond when a team member reacts defensively to synergy-focused feedback offers additional framing. Standard version. I notice we keep moving away from the specific issue I raised. I want to talk about behavior and its impact on person or team. The other points you're raising may be worth discussing, but not right now. Can we stay with this one thing until we've worked through it? Formal version. I want to observe that we have moved away from the original issue several times. I would like to return to it specifically, behavior, and its impact of impact. I am committed to discussing other concerns you have at a separate time. For now, I need us to stay with this particular issue until we have reached a clear understanding. Casual version. I keep noticing we drift every time I bring this up. Can we just stay with this one thing for a few minutes? I promise I'm listening, but I need to finish this first, after you use it. Two or three returns to the original issue is the test. If they cannot stay with the topic after three direct attempts, end the conversation and request a structured meeting with a third party present. Eamon's note. Patience is not the same as passivity. You can stay calm and still refuse to follow someone off the point. Script 5. Setting a consequence when the pattern repeats. Situation. Use this when you have already raised the toxic behavior before and nothing has changed. The person is aware of the impact, has heard your concern, and has continued the behavior regardless. This is the script for when conversation alone is no longer sufficient. Why this works? A boundary without enforcement is just a suggestion. I write this plainly and say it right every time, and I have lived it myself. Consequences only carry weight when the other person believes you will actually follow through. This script is not a threat. It is a statement of what will happen next if the behavior continues. Passive-aggressive patterns that operate through repetition often only shift when the cost of the behavior becomes real. See also how to address passive-aggressive behavior that's silently eroding team synergy for related scripts. Standard version. We've talked about specific behavior before. I want to be honest with you, nothing has changed, and I need to be direct about what happens if it continues. If behavior happens again, I will specific consequence escalate to HR, end the project relationship, bring in a third party, etc. I don't want it to come to that, but I need you to know that I will follow through. Formal version. I want to address this formally, as we have discussed this behavior on prior occasions without resolution. If specific behavior continues, I will specific consequence. I want to be clear that this is not a threat. It is a statement of the action I will take to protect myself, the team, the working relationship. I'm still open to working through this together, but I need a clear commitment to change before we can move forward. After you use it. Watch what they do, not what they say. A genuine commitment to change shows up in behavior over the following days and weeks. Words of agreement in the moment mean very little without consistent follow-through. Eamon's note. The moment you set a consequence you are unwilling to enforce, you lose all ground. Only name consequences you are prepared to act on. Script 6. When they turn it back on you. Situation. Use this when someone responds to your accountability conversation by immediately pointing out your flaws, past mistakes, or what you have done wrong. This is blame shifting, and it is one of the most destabilizing tactics someone with entrenched toxic traits will use. Why this works? If you accept the invitation to defend yourself, you have lost the thread of the original conversation entirely. Acknowledging their concern without abandoning your original point is a skill. It takes practice. The deal method I outline in Chapter 9 of Say It Right Every Time is built specifically for this. Define the issue, explore perspectives, agree on a solution, lock in a commitment. You cannot get to agreement if you keep getting pulled back to the starting line. For related help with blame cycles on teams, see how to use a statement in team conversations to prevent synergy breaking blame cycles. Standard version. I hear that you have concerns about my behavior too. I want to take those seriously, and I'm willing to have that conversation separately. Right now, though, I need us to stay with what I raised, because it's important, and it's not going to get resolved if we both keep changing the subject. Can we finish this first? Formal version. I want to acknowledge that you have raised concerns about my own conduct. I take that seriously, and I'm prepared to address it in a separate conversation. At this moment, however, I need us to remain focused on the specific behavior you raised. Addressing both issues simultaneously is unlikely to serve either of us well. Casual version. Fair enough, and I'll come back to that, I promise. But can we sort this one thing out first? Then I'll hear everything you want to say about me, after you use it. If they accept and return to the issue, good. If they can't move past their counter-grievance, acknowledge that the conversation has become unproductive and propose a structured session with a mediator. Eamon's note. Defending yourself in the middle of a confrontation is the fastest way to lose the conversation. Acknowledge and redirect. That is the whole skill. Script 7. Rebuilding after someone finally accepts accountability. Situation. Use this when the conversation has shifted, the person has acknowledged their toxic behavior Express some genuine remorse, and you need to move from confrontation towards repair. This is a fragile moment. Handle it with care. Why this works? A repaired relationship is often stronger than one that was never tested. I believe that. But repair requires more than apology. It requires a clear agreement on what changes next. The bridge method and say it right every time covers this in full. Begin with an apology. Reaffirm the relationship. Identify the breakdown. Discuss new expectations. Gain agreement. And establish a follow-up. This script carries that structure into a real conversation. For teams moving through this kind of repair, how unmet needs drive team conflict and what to say to restore synergy is worth reading alongside this. Standard version. I appreciate you hearing me, and I appreciate what you just said. I want you to know that I value this relationship / our working partnership, and I don't want today's conversation to be the end of something. What I need going forward is specific behavioural change. Can we agree on that specifically? And can we check in on it in 2 weeks / 1 month to make sure we're both holding up our end? Formal version. I want to acknowledge the honesty you have shown in this conversation. I value our professional relationship, and it is important to me that we move forward constructively. Going forward, I need specific change in behaviour. I would like us to agree on that explicitly, and to schedule a brief follow-up in timeframe to review how things are progressing. After you use it, specific commitments with a follow-up date are the mark of a genuine repair conversation. Vague agreement without a clear next step is not a resolution. It is a pause. If the behaviour returns before the follow-up, refer to script 5. Eamon's note. This is the script most people forget to prepare. But the repair conversation is just as important as the confrontation. Adapting these scripts for your situation. Every script in this article is a starting point, not a final word. The words matter less than the structure behind them. Adjust for the relationship. A script for a peer sounds different from one for a direct report or a family member. Heap the structure, behavior, impact, need. Change the warmth or formality of the language to match how you actually speak to this person. A script that sounds cold in a close relationship will shut the conversation down before it starts. Match the register to what is at stake. The formal versions in this article exist for HR conversations, senior leadership, and documented workplace situations. If you're using one of these scripts in a lower-stakes relationship, the formal register will feel like a legal notice. Use the standard version and soften it further if needed. Remove anything that does not sound like you. Read each script out loud before you use it. If a phrase makes you wince, change it. Scripts fail when people sense the speaker is performing rather than speaking. If you would never use the word specifically in normal conversation, find a simpler replacement. Build in a pause. After delivering any of these scripts, stop talking. Silence is uncomfortable, and the temptation is to fill it by walking back what you just said. Do not. The other person needs a moment to process, and your silence signals that you mean what you said. Prepare for the scripts they will use back on you. Anyone who has spent years avoiding toxic traits accountability has their own well-worn deflections. Think through their three most likely responses before you go in. What is the amygdala hijack, and how it silently blocks team synergy in high-pressure moments explains why even the best prepared conversations can go sideways under emotional pressure. The goal is for these words to sound like a better, more prepared version of you, not like someone else. Common mistakes when confronting toxic behavior. The biggest way these scripts fail is when people use them as a shield instead of a tool delivering the words perfectly and then collapsing the moment they receive pushback. Reading them word for word without adapting. Scripts practiced in your living room sound different in the room with the actual person. Know the structure well enough that you can improvise within it. Apologizing for raising the issue. Phrases like "I might be wrong, but I'm sorry to bring this up" undermine everything that follows. Begin with confidence, not a disclaimer. Accepting a vague response as resolution. I'll do better without specifics is not a commitment. Push for a clear name change and a follow-up date. For teams, scripts for telling a team member their behaviour is isolating them from the group shows how to close a conversation with a clear agreement rather than a vague promise. Raising multiple toxic behaviours at once. You may have a list. Save it. One behaviour per conversation. Two or more gives them too many directions to deflect into. It starts to sound like an ambush rather than an honest conversation. Following up too late or not at all. A conversation with no follow-up tells the other person the behavior has no real consequences. Set a date before you leave the room and keep it. A script is a tool. Use it like one with skill, not rigidity. Frequently asked questions. What is toxic traits accountability and why does it matter? Toxic traits accountability means holding someone responsible for harmful behavioural patterns rather than isolated actions. It matters because toxic behaviour left unaddressed spreads, erodes trust, and damages relationships over time. Naming it directly is the only way to create a real chance for change. What do you say when someone refuses to acknowledge their toxic traits? Name the specific behaviour, describe its impact, and state what you need to change without attacking character. Use the SBI method. Situation, behaviour, impact. Stay on facts. The moment you shift to personality, they stop hearing the behaviour and start defending their identity. How do you confront toxic traits without making it personal? Separate the behaviour from the person. Instead of saying who they are, describe what they did and what it caused. Scripts built around observable actions rather than personality labels give the other person something concrete to respond to instead of a character attack to defend against. What should you do when someone deflects instead of taking responsibility for toxic behaviour? Return calmly to the specific behaviour and its impact each time they deflect. Do not follow them into side arguments. Name the deflection directly if it repeats, then restate your original point. Staying anchored to facts is the most powerful counter to someone who thrives in confusion. Can you use scripts when someone is gaslighting you about their toxic traits? Yes, a written record anchors you to your own reality before the conversation begins. State what you observed, when it happened, and what it cost. Do not invite debate about whether it occurred. The script in Chapter 11 of Say It Right Every Time covers this situation specifically. How do you set consequences when someone repeatedly refuses toxic traits accountability? State the consequence plainly and calmly, without emotion or threat. Link it directly to the repeated behaviour. Then follow through. A boundary without enforcement is, as I write in Say It Right Every Time, just a suggestion. Consequences only carry weight when the other person believes you will honour them. Here is the truth of it. Most people who refuse toxic traits accountability have never met someone willing to stay calm and keep returning to the specific behaviour without flinching. That steadiness is your greatest tool. You have the scripts now. You have the structure. What remains is the courage to use them and the patience to stay in the room when it gets uncomfortable. The discomfort of the conversation is temporary. The cost of staying silent is not. For deeper reading on the frameworks behind these scripts, the full deal and master methods are covered in Say It Right Every Time. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.